At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On a stormy Saturday morning, heavy rain falling on all parts of CCU land, and it's going to be rather noisy, at least in these parts here. Good morning. We're back talking cars, trucks, vans, the problem you may be having with yours, and you find it necessary to bring in your vehicle for service, your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, but you want to know what's wrong with it. You want to know kind of what you're facing. Well, we've asked Nick Stoffel, come on back this week. Nick Stoffel runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, beautiful Grand Avenue. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
Yeah, it's kind of noisy here. I don't know where you are, but it will be probably interrupted by a little bit of thunder. But heavy rain, in fact, we mentioned all morning, a severe thunderstorm watch until 9, a couple more hours. And we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, you know, I wanted to ask you, by the way, if you have any car care question, doesn't matter what it may be, you can, and again, we like to say you don't have to be a motorhead to ask a question. If you drive a car and there's problems, let's hear from you. But do it early because Nick takes his leave about 7:45, so our time goes by so quickly. 7:45 when Ted Farrell steps in here. So call us, text us with any kind of a car care question at 651-461-9226. Nick, while we're waiting for some folks to connect with us, I'm thinking about all this rain coming down. And, you know, over the years, we've done this show for, what, almost 30 years, I think, we've talked about drain. Do cars still have that kind of a drain area that sometimes gets plugged? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, there are a couple spots, actually, you know, with the air conditioning. You know, the evaporator core will create moisture or pull the moisture from the air, so it has to drain. And in your little heater box, there's a drain at the bottom that will exit out of the vehicle onto the ground. So when you see a car running in the hottest days of the summer, you might see some water dripping on the bottom side. That's because the evaporator is doing its job, and the drain is also doing its job. Unfortunately, in our world here, we have a lot of stuff that falls out of trees in the sky that works its way through the ductwork that can actually plug that drain, and we'll see that. And you might be driving your vehicle and hear a little sloshing around or some water moving around, or you might see that the passenger side floor or the carpeting is wet. And that's because that drain has become plugged, and that water has nowhere to go, so it fills to a point where it can leak out, and that's what you have. The other spot that we have drains are our sunroofs. If we have a sunroof on our vehicle, they're not sealed perfectly because, you know, it doesn't work that way. But there are drains in the corners of the sunroof. So when it goes through the car wash or a heavy rain, wintertime snow and ice, as that melts, it works its way into those drains and it'll exit out the corners of the vehicle. same thing can happen if those, you know, a lot of tree debris or such makes its way to those drains and they come plugged, we end up with water dripping on our head. So, you know, those are the types of things, like especially the sunroof, we can do that ourselves. You know, you open the sunroof, you look in the corners, maybe take a rag and kind of wipe out any debris you see. If you hear that sloshing around inside your vehicle, you should take that in and have them clear that out, get all that moisture out of there, any of that debris out of there, so that we don't have to prevent any water or any kind of further damage.
So, Nick, does it really take a tech in some situations with, like in some parts, the do-it-yourselfer can do it, like you suggested? But how does a technician clean that out?
Well, with the evaporative drain, you have to be very careful here. A lot of times you can access the drain from the bottom side, and you can take a little bit of compressed air and kind of blow it back, get the debris out of the way, have it drain out. Sometimes you need to remove like the cabin filter or even the blower motor to gain access, because if there's enough debris there, it's going to keep plugging. The sunroof, same idea. You know, you can do it yourself. You open the sunroof, you look in the corners, you see little, you know, quarter-inch size holes there. Those are those drains. Make sure there's no debris, any leaves or any, you know, stuff that's created or been building up over time. Wipe that out. If they are plugged, you got to be very careful there, because if you send too much compressed air through those holes, you can cause those tubes to blow off or come disconnected, which will make matters worse. So, you know, do-it-yourselfers can absolutely do it. But you got to know your limitations. You know, you don't want to go too far. You don't want to create more damage or, you know, break something where it becomes more costly.
I'm probably showing my age again, but you had mentioned a few minutes ago about water on the passenger side floor. And years ago, it always seemed to me when we'd do the show or just talking to folks with that, a lot of times, way back then, it was like a heater core problem. Does that still happen?
Well, what's funny is heater cores have changed too. You know, they used to be a lot more brass and such, and they would their joints or their solder joints would fail, and they would leak a little bit of coolant. And if you remember correctly, people would come in or they'd say, you know, there's this film on my windshield, and I try to clean it, it just smears everywhere. Well, that's the antifreeze that's made its way from that small leak of the heater core, and then when you turn your defrost on or your heat on, it kind of blows that mist kind of everywhere, and it collects on the windshield and creates that hazy, almost impossible to clean off substance there. So we don't see that as much as we used to. You know, it's one thing, you know, we're kind of, you know, we give cars sometimes a bad name, but if you think about how reliable and the stress that they're under with the, you know, the hottest days of the summer and the coldest days of the winter, and we expect to walk out there on whatever the circumstances is, push a button, have it fire up and work exactly like it should. And for the most part, they do. You know, and the only thing we can do is maintain them and do the things to keep them in tip-top shape.
Boy, that's true. We are so lucky compared to years ago. I'm looking at a text. By the way, any kind of a car care question, you want some free information, call us, text us, 651-461-9226 with any kind of a car question you may have. Here's one, 2016 Caravan, the sliding door will not unlock or open. Any ideas?
Well, we're going to assume that latch or that lock actuator has failed. You might be able to gain access by, if you can, remove that inner panel to kind of see what's going on with the mechanism. That's where we would start. You know, some cases, once the door's closed, that panel doesn't come off very easily because it's kind of sandwiched in there. So you got to be very careful. But, you know, that the only way, you know, short of, you know, manually trying to do the lock, you know, all those simple things, maybe a little extra, you know, elbow grease, a little more, you know, bumping it from the inside might try to knock it free. But ultimately, if that doesn't work, you're going to have to get that panel off to gain access to that lock mechanism to release it.
All right, yeah, call or text again, 651-461-9226. Kind of a stormy morning here. We'll keep you up to date on ever-changing weather conditions. I can tell you, if you're just joining us, that the National Weather Service has issued earlier this morning, it's still in effect, a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 this morning. Heavy rain. You probably hearing all the thunder and seeing some lightning showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. Heavy rainfall. You may have experienced that already. Near 83 today. We'll pick up on all that forecast information coming along in a few minutes. We're going to head to a break right now, though. 73 degrees in the Twin Cities. Stay with us with more Car Talk here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Again, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, ASC certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, we always like to ask you, for folks that maybe need some help, how do we find Lloyd's Automotive?
Yes, sir. So if you have a question or need a little advice, don't hesitate to call us. We will always help. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand Avenue. And finally, do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
We will give you that information before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. So again, if you have a car care question, don't wait. Love to hear from you right now, either by phone or by text, 651-461-9226. Another text in this morning, Nick. 2012 Nissan Sentra, 280,000 miles on it. Car is overheating whenever the temp is over outside temp, the upper 80s. Otherwise, runs great. What do you think is going on there now? Car overheating.
Well, my first thought is something maybe with the cooling fans not coming on, or there's sometimes a low and a high. A couple of things that you know the texter can do is obviously run the vehicle, see if they notice that the electric fan coming on. A way to kind of prove it out is turn the air conditioning on. Anytime you turn the air conditioning on, that compressor comes on, that fan should come on with it. So see if you notice that fan coming on when you turn the air conditioning on. See if you let the car run for a while, get warmed up, if you hear that fan cycling. If you don't, I understand you think it's okay if it's under that 85 degrees, but that engine's probably still getting too hot, and eventually it could create some failures or some components or gaskets that would be troublesome and possibly costly. So I would say see if the fan's working. If it's not, get on somebody's schedule here in the near future, get that looked at.
Is that, generally speaking, a tough repair, to repair that fan?
No, not necessarily. The way vehicles have been kind of, everything's gotten packed in there, I guess we could say, is replacing those fans sometimes can take a bit of time, depending on the make, the model. It can vary quite drastically, to be honest.
All right. Texter says this, Nick, occasionally my key fob is not recognized by my vehicle and I have to touch it to the starting button. You think this is just a battery problem or something worse?
I would start with the battery. You know, they're a couple dollars and fairly easy to replace. You could also try your secondary key to see if it's different with that. So another thing, is the fob working to lock it or unlock it? What they're referring to is when we lose the battery from our little key fob we have in our pocket, and it says no key identified, if you hold that key fob up next to the push button, the transponder responder kind of switch roles there, and the vehicle will still start. So even if the battery has gone, in the fob has gone completely dead, the car will still start.
All right. As you know, Nick, we always not only get the good, great questions from our listeners, but we always get good comments and maybe problem-solving ideas. About that other Town and Country van, the cargo door would not open. This person changed the battery in the key fob. The problem was solved. So that can happen too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Here's a text. It didn't come from me, although it could have been. I don't think it came from Nick. It says, I've been to Lloyd's Automotive. Nick is very helpful and a nice guy. Now, which Nick do you think they were referring to?
Yeah, we that's why you said we both know they're talking about Big Nick.
I know. They're talking about you, of course. But the Big Nick is good, too. Suds is great.
No, Suds is great. I'm sure they're talking about Suds because he runs that, controller, organized chaos that we have there every day. And he does a really good job. It's amazing. The amount of people we can help on a daily basis, day in, day out, and year after year, we're very, very fortunate and very lucky to have all the people we have there. I would argue we have the best crew in town.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I've been sitting back, I've mentioned this before, watching all the customers coming in, and, it can be quite stressful. I mean, you're successful because you're busy, but you got really some nice people working there, there's no doubt. 651-461-9226. This is sometimes not only do you have to repair cars, but you have to be kind of a therapist as well. I'm going to kind of sort out this text. My brother-in-law claims that new cars or newer cars never need transmission changing fluid changed. Could that be true? Texter wants to know.
I would say there are some makes and models that might have what they consider fill-for-life transmission fluid. I'm not going to argue with a manufacturer that, you know, I just, from my experience, I would say, and even in those cases where it's filled for life, all of a sudden a leak develops, and now we need to access the system to drain it and refill it. So it does happen. And maybe it's not for years down the road. But what we see more commonly now is, you know, a drain and fill, where maybe the capacity of the system is maybe 10 or 12 quarts, but when you drain it out, you're getting maybe a half or a third of that fluid, and so that's done on a regular interval, which is part of your maintenance schedule. You know, when I started, you know, however many decades ago, we used to pull the pans down, replace the filter, reinstall the filter and pan and top the fluid back up. But, you know, like with everything in our cars, the transmissions have evolved. They've gotten much more reliable. You know, it's rare to ever have to do anything with a filter or pull the pans or the covers off. It's most, and like I said, most cases, it's a drain and fill where you're replacing, you know, a third to half of that fluid capacity.
All right. Hey, again, our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phones, let's grab a phone call this morning. Jim checking in from Minneapolis, I believe. Jim, thanks for calling. What's your question for Nick?
Hey, good morning. I got a question here concerning oil. I'm tempted to use AMSOIL on my next oil change, and it's only sold through just private individuals. Is it everything it's cracked up to be, or is it not?
It has a pretty strong following. I don't particularly use the product. You know, I would say a true full synthetic, which it is a better product than your standard oil. There's a variety of full synthetic oils in the market. They tend to cost a bit more. You know, one thing I would, and I know that they'll advertise that the length and the durability of the product, but keep in mind the filters are still the same too. So, you know, I feel pretty strongly about the 5,000 mile oil change interval on a full synthetic. That's what I do and have always done. I've never had any real issues. And if your vehicle still uses like a semi-synthetic or conventional, it's a 3,000 mile interval. You know, I'm not a big advocate of the extended oil change interval. We see vehicles using a little bit of oil, and they get too long down the road. It gets low on oil, and that creates more problems. So I feel pretty strongly on that 5,000, 3,000-mile interval. As far as AMSOIL goes, I've never used the product, but I know it's got a good following. It's got a good name for itself, so I believe the product is a good quality product.
I've never used it. Yeah, you're right. It's been around for many, many years. Speaking of motor oil, looking at the shelves of motor oil at the parts store or wherever, I see, and maybe it's just marketing, there's a brand, and I've seen it for years, too, especially if you own a German-type car. It looked like a European formula or for European or German/cars. Is there such a thing? I mean, is the motor oil produced differently, or is that just marketing?
Probably a little bit of both. Here's what I will say is that most manufacturers, if not all, have specifications. It's not just weight. Sometimes there's an additive package that they want. So when you look in your owner's manual, look your vehicle online, it'll say use this particular specification oil. Not just weight, but it might have a certain licensing or some other descriptive information. Oftentimes you look in the back of these bottles of oil, it'll say meets or exceeds certain specifications. You know, if it's a GM product or a European vehicle, they'll have different specifications that they want. I think it's important, especially on a newer vehicle. You know, if you ever wanted an issue with any kind of warranty problem and you need to take it in and they want documentation done these services, using the proper product is probably going to be in your best favor. You know, sometimes cars get older. We may fall out of line with some of that stuff, but there's some marketing involved with it, you know, as there's some real-life specifications that the manufacturers want us to follow.
Yeah. Again, 651-461-9226 is a question we've never had before. I think it's a good one. What is a master mechanic?
That's a good question, and we do talk about it from time to time. You know, ASE is an organization that does testing, and if you've passed all eight different disciplines, and don't ask me all eight of them, because there's steering, suspension, there's mechanical, transmissions, they're broken into eight different groups. If you pass all eight of those tests, you're considered a master technician. I believe mine are probably due to be taken again, which stresses me a little bit because I don't like taking tests because I'm not that patient. But I'm proud to say that all of our guys at Lloyd's have passed all eight of those disciplines. And there's some advanced testing you can take too, which some of them have. You know, and our good friend Dan always said, just because you're a master technician doesn't mean you can fix a car, but if you're not, it makes me pause. Now, there's plenty of good folks out there that maybe don't take the tests or haven't taken them that are very more than capable. But we like to kind of set a base standard, and that's kind of the basis that we start with those tests.
Yeah, very good. Tell you what, it's time to take a break and have a look at that wet and noisy forecast. We'll do that in just a moment or two. Just a reminder that Nick will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. So don't wait. If you have any kind of a car care question, we'd love to hear from you. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. Weather straight ahead here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASE's certified technician, who's about to take another test soon, Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Speaking of St. Paul, Nick, we've got Jeff calling in from St. Paul with a question for you. Jeff, thanks for calling. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. On a 2023 Subaru, the plastic overflow tank for the radiator cooling system is empty. However, the radiator is full to the top. Do we need to add antifreeze coolant up there, a little bit?
There should be a little bit in that overflow reservoir. It allows the expansion and contracting of the fluid. As it heats up, things expand. It might spit a little bit into there, but as it cools down, it's going to pull that fluid back in to keep it topped up. So I would say, you know, a lot of cases, a min-max, but at a minimum, there should be an inch or two, depending on the size of the reservoir, of coolant in there to allow it to draw from.
Are you seeing a lot of electric cars coming in for service yet, Nick?
Yeah, I would say more than anything, hybrids, obviously. Yeah. I think hybrids are kind of the mainstay. But, yeah, there are some electric cars that come in for some repair. You know, there's some a lot of cooling systems still, a lot of heat generated there. So we see some of those pumps going bad and, you know, steering suspension, you know, tires, brakes, all the normal stuff. But as they become more part of the regular cars on the road, we'll see more of them. And, you know, like I've said before, I'm excited about it because new technologies always keeps our brains working, which is always kind of a little bit fun and challenging.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're right. I mean, there's still some basic car stuff that needs to be done, tires, brakes, things like that. Listener sent this text, Nick, having trouble with my F-150 starting after driving for over a couple of hours. I have to let it cool for a bit before it will turn over fast enough to start. Have you heard of that issue before?
That's interesting. You know, a couple things, you know, in order to get the vehicle to turn over fast enough, we wonder if the starter's getting too hot, not able to spin the motor quick enough. Does the battery have enough capacity? You know, there's obviously some resistance there and not enough power. So we'd have to do a couple tests to determine which direction we're headed. Obviously, the first thing we're going to do is drive the vehicle at length to create the situation, you know. And we've always said, you know, those intermittent problems can be difficult, but if we can experience the problem, we're, you know, it's much easier to come to the source of the problem and recommend a repair.
All right. 651-461-9226. We have about 5-10 minutes left in the show. Someone is having, he's ahead of the season here, a seat heater problem. How do you repair a seat heater? Texter wants to know.
Well, the first thing we're going to want to check are fuses, obviously, and then the switch. Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is in the seat base itself, that element that's kind of wound through the seat pad will short out and fail. There's no real easy way to fix that, short of replacing it. Depending on the kind of vehicle and the seats, it can be a bit costly. So my best advice to you is we see these problems oftentimes because something got spilt on them. So be very careful. If you have heated seats in your vehicle, try to be careful not to spill anything or have a towel or something on the seat if something's going to be wet to kind of prevent that from getting that element hot or getting it wet, you know, to minimize the possibility of something shorted out on you. But they're not an easy fix if the pad itself has failed.
What does if someone brings that into Lloyd's, what's the process? You take the whole seat out and work on it or what?
Essentially, yes, and it depends on the make and model. A lot of times you buy the whole bottom of the seat. Comes as one complete little unit there, the whole pad and the heated element. Sometimes you have to remove the covering. Like I said, depending on the make and model, it can be very time consuming, which can be costly for the heated seat. And so a lot of times we'll go through the process of, you know, like I said, let's check the fuses, check the powers, the ground, the switch. If we eliminate all those possibilities, comes down to the seat, we get a price on that, and sometimes folks will decide to go without. But yeah, you do remove the seat. A lot of times you take the seat back off, and like I said, it can take quite a bit of time and be very costly.
I'm looking at a text, and I know from time to time we do, and I know you do, your crews do, get a lot of folks saying, say, I'm thinking of buying this such and such a manufacturer, such and such a model, and I want to know about the reliability or the repair records. What do you think about it? And I know you guys get questions like that all the time. I'm not going to put you on the spot here because you know I know you don't. We don't like to promote or say anything positive or negative about a vehicle. What would you suggest to this listener? They're thinking of buying a new hybrid of a certain brand, and they're wondering what you know about the reliability repair records. What do you tell folks to do when you get asked?
Well, the first thing I would say, people are still cautious when it comes to a hybrid, and I assure you, hybrids are just as reliable as the traditional conventional engine, so I wouldn't hesitate on that. For sure. And then people do ask, what make, model, and I would say, well, it depends on your needs. I have a big pickup. Why do I have a pickup? Because I plow snow in the winter. I got parking lots to move snow, so I need a pickup that can handle that. A lot of people might have a fleet of kids, and then you need a van or a Suburban or something like that to haul those kids around, or maybe you're empty nesters and you want to downsize. So it really depends on your needs. Make some models. You can do your research. And, the truth is, it's all opinion. I can tell you, I drive a Chevrolet pickup. I always have. Is it better than Ford? I don't know. It's just one of those things, and Pepsi or Coke, and we can go round and round. But do your research. Talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. And the best thing you can do is maintain a vehicle. I don't care what brand it is. If you don't do the maintenance, it's going to fail or it's going to have problems. So the best thing you can do, regardless of the brand, is follow that maintenance schedule. I know we say this pretty much weekly, but what keeps us so busy is people don't take care of their cars, honestly. If you did those little things, there'll still be problems in maintenance, but the breakdowns are far or fewer between.
Yeah, absolutely. Say that all the time. 651-461-9226. Does Lloyd's replace transmissions? Texter wants to know.
We do pretty much anything mechanical. We don't do any fabrications or anything out of how the car was originally designed or to be driven or built. We try to keep within those boundaries. And, the older stuff, we don't do much of that anymore either. We just don't have the expertise or the practice. People will call asking for, carbureted type work, and we could figure it out, I'm sure, but the amount of time and the cost associated with that isn't very efficient. So usually we refer to an outfit or organization that can help them with those types of things. But engines, transmissions, differentials, transfer cases, heated seats.
How about engines?
In engines, we do. But what's funny is, as time has gone by, we don't replace engines nearly as often as we do. However, that being said, we do a lot more what I like to call timing repairs related to oil, meaning that the lack of maintenance or the timing components, the timing chains and the guides and the tensioners, the phasers, all these things that rely on oil to keep working properly are failing because of the lack of lubrication or lack of regular maintenance. So I would say we do a lot more of that type of repair than we used to. But, you do this long enough, we did it once, we'll do it again, and it kind of goes in cycles.
All right. Interesting question. We brought up the idea of heated seats that other texter did. Speaking of heated seats, this texter says, if I have a heated seat, and this is a good question, when I clean the interior of my car, but the fabric is velour, can I shampoo those seats?
I would say lightly, yes. I wouldn't douse it with, you don't want to, in any case, you don't want that much moisture in that cushion because you're not going to get it all out. But I think if you're using one of those I have one myself, one of those little handheld shampooing deals to get the carpet in the seats, and I do mine, and that's fine. You're not saturating it, is probably a better word, with the water, with the mixture there. You're going to get it wet and kind of vacuum it out. I think that's just fine.
Something we get often here, a question about cabin filters or really any kind of engine filters. Do you get what you pay for?
As in life, you do. You can overdo it, so I want to be cautious there. If there's something advertising better than, I would probably pause there. But if it meets original specifications, that's kind of the world you want to fall in on any of these products, whether it's filters or brake pads or engine oil, batteries, you name it. You want to kind of get back to the way the car was originally designed and built for.
All right. You know what? We plumb run out of time. I would ask you again if we can do this again next week. What do you think?
I think it's a date, and are we the Great Minnesota Get-Together next week?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We will be ensconced into that newly decorated WCCO Radio Broadcast Center. We don't like to call it a booth. It's a broadcast center. Yeah, you going to be there?
I called it a fishbowl the first time I did it because I was.
Well, it is kind of that
beyond,
way.
Yeah, I'm sure Silas and I, and maybe my in-laws, will come out and get the fair in and out of it before it gets too late in the day. So
too crazy.
We'll be there.
All right. Well, we'll look for you. Thanks very much, Nick. And for those that want to get in touch with Lloyd's, how do we do that?
Yes, sir. You can always call us with your questions. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue, which is two blocks east of Lexington Parkway. And you can find all that information and more at our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
All right, Nick, see you at the fair, and have a good week.
Thanks, Danny. You too.
Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.